Let me ask you this. We've all had those moments on skis we're not too proud of. What's your most embarrassing moment on skis?
I think the most embarrassing moment on skis, I don't have many in my free ski time, but it was 1991 World Championships. Second run, I was winning the run. I knew I was having a good run, but I didn't know until after that I was actually winning the run.
Yeah.
excuse me, and I was just going a little too fast, came in the third to last gate, crashed, and there's about, 25,000 people in the finish. It was really crowded. And I'd gotten up and some tag from the side of the course had hooked onto my ski boot.
Yeah.
And I just came into the finish, turning GS turns, and this, 100 meter long plastic tape was following me in the same turns.
Yeah.
And there I was, thinking everybody was cheering for me, and they were all cheering
for
the fact
that
I have this big old long tag behind me, like I was in some parade.
Oh, wow.
And, I think when you're just about to do that well and you crash and burn, and then all of a sudden just insult to injury.
Oh, my God, dude.
In front of 25,000 people.
Wow.
It was almost like walking out of the bathroom with toilet paper stuck
right
in your shoe.
Right. That's what it reminded me of. All right. Wow, that was better than I expected. Tell me this. How do the skis that you use in Alaska compare to the skis you use in the downhill when you were on the ski team?
There's the only similarity is that the skis I've been using for the last, 5 or 6 years have been made in the race room.
Uh-huh.
And they have a similar, side cut to the old GS skis. But beyond that, downhill skis were 223s, even 230s when I raced.
Sure, sure.
And obviously that's gotten shorter, too, currently. And, I'm on 194s now, 30 centimeters shorter and a lot fatter. I think you probably had, 65 millimeters in the waist on a downhill ski, and now I'm on 110 millimeter ski in the waist. So
I see. Now,
shorter and fatter.
Shorter and fatter. Now, can that ski... That 194, can that handle the same speed?
Well, I think that...
Could it?
This shorter, fatter ski can handle the speed. I think the difference in size is it's there's some stability in, as far as fore aft,
Yeah, sure.
I think if you're going fast and you're getting bounced around to have, the rudder out there, the tip and tail, that's mm-hmm. a fore aft bounce because you get knocked forward and backward a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt it can handle the speed, but how stable you feel going straight sometimes, I haven't gotten a fat ski on a downhill course, so I wouldn't quite know, but I think, I'm doing 80 straight line and stuff sometimes. I think in powder, the width of the ski becomes important.
Yeah, I bet.
Because I think the longer, narrower skis dig in,
Sure.
Different snow conditions, different stability, if you work for, I think it's a natural evolution.
Interesting.